Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, State Senator Pat Spearman joins us, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Ray Bacon, Bob Compan, and Brian Wachter. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time State Senator Pat Spearman. Pleasure to have you on the program, man.
Thank you. Good to be here, Sam. Thank you.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of issues that are current here. The Nevada Assembly passes the campus carry legislation. Your thoughts on that?
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all.
Why?
Well, because, number one, I think that when you start having guns in a campus situation, that sometimes can be volatile. I think that it really could cut both ways. As you know, I'm a retired military police officer, and guns are not a toy. And I think people have to be properly prepared, both emotionally and mentally. So I definitely don't agree with it.
What do you think about the folks that say that for somebody to carry a concealed weapons permit, that they have had training, that they are going to be more aware, and of situations where students might be in danger and police are not around? We heard terrible testimony in the legislature from a young woman.
I've heard that, but I'm also well aware of some of the things that have happened on campuses where people have had weapons and they haven't been, the situation has not gone so well. So I think that when you introduce weapons to a campus situation, I think the volatility of any situation then can be exacerbated.
What do you think is going to happen in the Senate when it gets there?
I can't really predict what's going to happen in the Senate. I know for myself, I don't really see a reason to vote yes for that legislation.
One of the issues that came up in the last 24 hours, and it's been an ongoing discussion in Washoe County, was mutual aid for firefighters. And the situation was thrust upon State Senator Ben Kiekhefer because his father-in-law had a portion of his house burned down because the nearest fire truck couldn't get there. And there's a lot of discussion backward and forward. The county is in favor of the mutual aid, but the city council came out with the mayor very vociferously against this. Does this make any sense to you whatsoever?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that happens with a democracy is that when there are issues that arise, vigorous discussions take place, and I think ultimately what will happen is there will probably be some sort of a compromise. What that might be, I don't know, but I think for both sides, you know, one might agree and one might disagree, but I think for both sides to talk about...
Where do you disagree with the idea that the nearest fire truck goes to the fire?
No, I'm not saying that I disagree.
Yeah.
I'm saying that both, because perhaps it might be something along the lines of, okay, so it's not necessarily territorial from a bad negative standpoint, but so if someone goes in there, who actually is responsible for providing the support? As I understand it, it's not so much that they're against a fire firefighter coming to the aid of someone, but okay, who actually provides the support, and then what happens, you know, second or third order?
But it really comes down to a union issue, which is that the firefighters in Reno want to have an extra person on the truck, and the county doesn't want to pay for that, and that's really what the issue is all about. But don't you, as a state senator, look at this and go, people, why are you not taking care of your own business in your own backyard? Why is it even here at the legislature?
Well, you know, because I think, like I said before, you have various jurisdictions that are responsible for various and sundry things, and they're reasonable people can have reasonable disagreements. And so when it comes to whether or not you will have someone extra on the truck or not, if it's a safety issue, I think ultimately they'll side with that. So.
Okay, I will leave it there on that one. The bill mandating paid sick leave, mm-hmm. Several groups, including the Retail Association, came out against that yesterday. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? As it applies, perhaps not so much to large corporations, which already take care of this, mm-hmm. But to smaller businesses that seem to be just getting pummeled lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think from the standpoint, you used the word pummeled, and that's interesting. I don't think that the
financially pummeled,
and I think that one of the things that if I have someone who's making a salad, I don't want them sneezing, I don't want them there, and I don't want them to have to choose whether or not they're going to go to work and get paid or not. I also know in my district there are a number, well, just about everyone in my district is, you can consider, in the working class. And so they work for a living, not a hobby. And when you make it more difficult, someone needs to have time off, you make it more difficult to do that, then the choice comes down to, do you have an employee there who is sick and perhaps, spreading germs of disease to others, or do you allow them that time off? I actually saw the discussion yesterday while I was waiting at the orthopedic doctors, and I think I can understand the concerns of small businesses that say, well, maybe this will be a little bit too onerous, but I think what Senator Ford has done, what he and Assemblywoman Neal have done, is they have made the scope broad enough so that individual businesses can decide what works best for them. So it's not that there's just a one-size-fits-all. There's an opportunity for them to establish policies that are good not just for the employees, but I think, you know, when you do things that are good for your employees, I just think it's good business sense.
What did you think about, and were you surprised by the Republicans pushing a $9 minimum wage?
Well, you know, the surprise was that it should have been, if you really want to have a discussion about increasing the minimum wage, then we should have that discussion. It should not be commingled with something else as divisive as eliminating overtime.
But this has been the session of commingling, if you want to call it that.
Well, you know, let's deal with the overtime and the minimum wage issue. If you remember what happened on Friday with the votes, if you really are genuinely concerned about increasing overtime, then what you do is you say that the amendments that we suggested, number one, during the committee meeting, the $9 would not have even applied to that lower tier. The other piece of that is when you start talking about minimum wage with respect to other benefits such as health care. If an employer is not genuinely concerned about offering health care, viable health care to someone, they can offer junk health care. And, okay, you refused it. Well, I offered it to you. So now it's $725. Who can live on $15,000 a year? Who can do that? Who can do that? Nobody can do that. And so, you know, to introduce something as important as increasing the minimum wage and then talking about overtime, I think that the discussion itself was disingenuous.
Okay, but do you not believe in entry-level jobs? I mean, when you were starting out, was your first job $30,000 a year? I doubt it. I know mine wasn't. Mine was washing cars for a couple of bucks
per car. When I first started out, I started out at 16.
I was 11 when I was washing cars. So I hear you.
But I think, you know, even to couch it in terms of, you know, just an entry level job, because you have some people, for example, many housewives, people who stayed at home for a long time, and now that's, you know, the economic situation demands that you have, basically, if there are two parents in a home, two parents usually have to work. And so, you know, I think what we have to do is we have to look at it not from the standpoint of someone who's 11 or 16 just starting out. We have to look at it. What is a livable wage? And let's be fair about that, because most of the people that are in, quote, what they call entry-level jobs, these aren't entry-level people. These are people who are really just struggling trying to make it. They're struggling trying to make it. So I think when people want to work an honest day, give an honest day's work, I think they should be paid an honest day's wage.
What would you say is an honest minimum wage then?
Well, I certainly think that where we are right now is probably a bit too low. And I think some of the studies have suggested that somewhere closer to around 10 may be good. I'm still looking at that, but I certainly know that, you know, $8 and $7 is not a livable wage.
Okay, so you're not promoting the $15 an hour wage that's being promoted in other places.
I think the discussions are still ongoing, and I'm still considering that. But what I do know is that the $7 and $8 minimum wage, I know that that's not livable.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Pat Spearman when we come back.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Pat Spearman. You're one of the Democratic state senators that proposed a different variety of gross receipts tax than the governor's. First of all, what did you not like about the governor's plan?
Well, I think if we start there, then we can't have a conversation or discussion on this.
Well, then I will let you leave because you're
okay.
My guest.
Then that's okay. It's okay. It wasn't a matter of not liking something about the governor's plan. This is something that I've really been working on for the last 2 years. And as you know, part of the legislative process is that I can be working on something and you can be working on something. And until one of us, you know, sits at the table to testify, never the two, the twain shall meet. So it wasn't a matter of not liking something about the governor's plan. I looked at many of the aspects that are presented in SB 252. However, after talking to a number of people and knowing that where we are right now, we are in a very critical situation. So it was important for me to present a plan that was very broad-based with a very low rate. And if you look at what I actually proposed, 0.465, that is less than half a penny on a dollar. Less than half a penny on a dollar, really. You know, you'd need $2 to make a penny, to make half a penny.
But to present the other side, folks are going to say, well, you know, we trust you, Senator Spearman, but what happens at the next session when somebody else comes in and raises that rate?
Well, you know, here's the beautiful thing, and I don't know if you're old enough to remember the cars that had carburetors. Do you remember that?
Ma'am.
Okay. You had a car that had a carburetor, and if there was, you know, a little putt-putt or something in there, you'd take the little breather off, and you'd take a little flat-tip screwdriver, and you just turn it ever so slightly. I mean, just ever so slightly. Just less than even the dimension of a hair strand. And it would be running smoothly. I think that what I proposed has, is common sense. I think that it's simple. It's simple to administer, it's simple to calculate, and it's simple to collect. And so this is not a proposal that, you know, I'm looking to be shifted every time we come back into the legislative session. But if something were to happen and we would need to adjust it, it is very easily adjusted. And as I said before, it's less than half a penny on a dollar.
What do you think, though, about the business community who fought so hard to get rid of the grocery receipts tax that was put up by the teachers, and then first the governor comes out with the grocery receipts tax, even though it's not called that, but it's what it ends up being, and you're doing the same thing? Doesn't that go against the will of the voters? The governor is popular, but the no vote on that bill was even stronger.
Well, I think it's very easy for some people to see what happened with the margins tax back in November, having some similarity. But when you look at it, it's not apples and oranges; it's apples and elephants. Because what they were actually proposing was quite a bit larger than what my plan offers, and at less than half a penny, less than half a penny. And we also have that floor to protect small businesses of $25,000 a quarter. And so if you're paying $25,000, if you make less than $25,000 a quarter, then you pay nothing. And the other piece about my plan is that it keeps the business license fee at $200. There's no increase. So it's $200. Less than $25,000 a quarter, you pay nothing. And that's for the small businesses that, you know, ultimately would come in at about $100,000.
And unfortunately, we're out of time.
Okay.
But please come back.
Less than half a penny.
All right.
Less than half a penny.
Hopefully we'll see you again before the end of the session.
Yes.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health and yours.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Class Act.
Along with SSGA You Promise 529 Plan, Reno Aces, and Circus Circus.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Brian Wacht is here, Senior Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada. Bob Compan is Vice President of the Nevada Insurance Council. And Ray Bacon, Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Ray, your thoughts on Senator Spearman's comments?
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where the sick leave thing is probably not going to go anyplace. I can't see the votes there. It's a small business situation. I think there's ways to make that work. I don't think that it's structured in the bill that's there. Her tax plan, if you just take a look at it from the manufacturing sector, we would have large companies paying absolutely nothing because they don't make any product that stays inside the state. So, you know.
So from your perspective, would that be a bad thing?
Well, yes. The reality of the situation is when you wind up with a large company that winds up paying nothing, that just means that they're absolutely a target for the next time through, and that's probably not good policy. And the gross, anything that's based on gross is probably not good policy, period. We've said that now for, let me see, going on about 20 years, if I remember correctly.
Bob?
You know, I think it's a big monkey on everyone's back during a session. I mean, I think Senator Spearman's intentions are well-intended, but there's three tax plans, including the governor's, and the GOP assembly's got their own tax plan. I was speaking with the senator after your segment, and I think what they need to do is get everybody at the table and sit down and kind of figure out what's best for Nevada. I mean, the senator said, sure, it's only a half a penny, but, you know, what does that equate to in dollars, you know, in the long run, and what revenue does it do? She talks about the MBT, the modified business tax, and how that needs to be eliminated because only 4% of businesses pay that, but that's somewhere between, I think, a $600 and $800 million hole. So I think it's prudent cost, especially early on in the session. I mean, it's over halfway done now, that everyone gets to the table, sits down, and puts all their cards on the table, gets in that room, and doesn't come out until they get it fixed.
Brian, one of the things that the senator was talking about was a $10 minimum wage was what she would be shooting for. Do you think that's realistic in this session?
I don't think it's realistic in this session. And I think there's a general theme that Senator Spearman and her colleagues in the caucus are moving towards. We saw this blueprint for the middle class or the middle workers. And I think there's this conception on their part that helping the middle class and helping raise everybody up is somehow antagonistic to business or antagonistic to small business, certainly. And I don't think it has to be that way. I think we can look at solutions that not only help, you know, the employer of a small business, but then how they can grow and hire more employees and provide more of a safe gate in that way. So I am a little disappointed to see that there is a maybe some confrontation brewing in that regard when there really should be a give and take and how can we come together and help middle America, help, you know, middle class workers and help those that support and hire.
Sam, let me touch on this thing. There's a fundamental difference in direction between the business community and government. Government is looking for the number of jobs, the wage, the benefits, and all that kind of structure. The business, in order to stay in business, has to wind up with productivity gains in the ability to make a profit and things like that. What we've had in this state for a long time is government marching on their directions and not even listening to the concerns on this side of the thing. When we finally get to the point where we start recognizing that make compliance as easy as you possibly can, which whether you like the MBT or not, it has easy compliance to it. Get some of these silly things that we've got going on in all of our taxes, which don't make good sense from a policy standpoint. Fix those things to the point where compliance is easier, we'll wind up with a situation where the confrontation will go away. We haven't done that yet. We haven't done that in 25 years, so we have a whole bunch of policies that don't make good sense.
Bob, I want to change the topic onto tort reform and some of the crazy things that have been going on over on the Senate side and behind the scenes.
Well, it's a battle. I mean, it's been, you know, since 2009, since both chambers have been, you know, kind of, well, it's been a long time since both chambers were Republican, but since 2009, since it turned over back to Democratic control. So the American Tort Reform Association has put Nevada in one of the 10 judicial hellholes in the country. Clark County is one of the top five. So the tort system here is not business friendly for business to come in. So Senator Roberson and some other leaders have taken on the monumental task of kind of leveling the scales of justice. Of course, the trial bar is going to tell you that the scales of justice are you know, equal, but, you know, when you look at a business and a business environment, they're not. So there's a lot of tort that's coming out this session that is in both houses and the assembly, but mainly on the Senate side that's moving. It's a party line split on the votes. Trial lawyers aren't happy, but, you know, as a business leader, I think we're looking at what's coming out of the Senate as pro-business. It looks for a great environment, a tort environment to bring businesses into.
Okay, we're running real long here, but I'll give you about 10 seconds each, real quick, to respond. Do you think this is going to get through?
I think Bob and the leaders that have been working on tort reform are doing an excellent job. I think we need to wait and see how that narrative plays in the overall end game of session, but a lot of the things that they're looking at are common sense ideas.
I agree, generally speaking.
Oh, what a great quote. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Want fast and affordable internet? Switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. Choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less. Their best prices ever. Hi.
What? $29.95?
Mm-hmm. That can't be right.
That does seem low.
It's right. Trust me.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
For just $29.95 a month or less, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices at home and save on mobile data usage, all while using a reliable, high-speed internet that works when and how you want it. I'm sorry, they're talking.
Oh, no,
you guys.
$29.95?
I spend more on coffee every month.
Right, okay. That's exactly what I said.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
Call an AT&T expert to switch today. You guys are switching right now, aren't you?
The Nevada Division of Insurance has a simple mission. We help with insurance issues. We'll clear up confusion or investigate a complaint. For any type of insurance, talk to us. We're here to help.
It's our annual floor model sale at Home Solutions at Ace, with savings up to 40% because all these items have to go, like these rocker recliners from Southern Motion. You'll save a ton on these power recliner sofa sets. Look at these sectionals from Best Home Furnishings. Wow, even sofas and chairs are on sale. And be sure to check out our new custom bedroom sets, all American made. You will not find this quality at these prices anywhere else. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center. And just a short drive up to Sparks.
On our next broadcast, David Pogue, the former New York Times technology correspondent. Fascinating show. We'll see you then.